There's one other statistics very recently. When trying to change a person from one supplier to another, we find that, again, 80% or more of all first purchases from a new supplier take place after the fifth call. And that only 10% of salespeople make more than five calls. 50% or more of salespeople only make one call. So when you're selling to a company and you want to become established as their supplier, remember that it usually takes five visits. I'm not talking about 5 hours, I'm just talking about five visits, going in, seeing them, talking to them, telling them you're available, you have the products or services, usually after the fifth visit that people start to become interested. Now the reason why we're talking about this is simply this, is that there is a direct inverse relationship between the fear of rejection and high self-esteem. That the more you like yourself, the less you fear rejection. It's almost as though they are escalators that go in different directions. And one escalator is the up escalator to high self-esteem, and the other is the down escalator to the fears of failure and the fears of rejection. And that the more you like yourself and the higher your self-esteem, the faster you go down the reverse escalator, the lower your fears of failure, the lower your fears of rejection. The first thing that we have to learn is when a person says no to us, they're not saying no to us as persons, they're simply saying no to our offering, or no to our presentation, or no to our prices, or no to whatever it is that we do. That the rejection is not personal. Once we understand that, and we understand that people say no to us automatically, and they say no to us for 1,000 reasons that we cannot understand, that they are not rejecting us as persons. The big mistake that we make is if we hear too many no's, what happens? We start thinking that it's us that is being told no to. And since it's so depressing to be told no, to be rejected continually, what we do is we stop making calls. We start cutting back our calls to an hour, hour and a half a day, and this is how we do it. We get up in the morning, we say, well, I got to get out today, I got to make a living. But first of all, I've got to go and shuffle my business cards. And I've got to go and check in the office, see if there's been any phone calls. All those people thinking over my proposition, maybe they've called in and ordered some. And we go into the office and we've got to have a little bit of coffee. I mean, you've got to wake yourself up in the morning. You can't just start off without some coffee. And you've got to chat with other people, get your jaw warmed up and sort of get loosened up. So we go do this and we spin our wheels until about 10:30. And we say, well, geez, it's almost lunchtime. I better go out and call on somebody. So we rush out, we call on somebody, the call's over between 11:30, and we say, well, we can't call on anybody now, because everybody's going for lunch, right? And you don't want to interrupt people when they're going for lunch, everybody goes for lunch at 11:30. So we go and we kill time, 12:30, 1:30 comes, and you don't want to call on people immediately after they get back from lunch, I mean, that'd give them indigestion, wouldn't it? They've got work to do, so we don't make our next call till 2, 2:30, 3 o'clock. We make a couple of calls, and now it's 3:30, 4 o'clock, and of course, everybody's on their way home, aren't they? Nobody's in their office after 3:30 or 4 o'clock, and besides, they don't want us to bother them that time. So we go back to the office and we say, boy, oh boy, what a day, no luck. Do you ever hear the story of the two guys that go back to the office at the end of a sales day, and one says, boy, did I have a lot of good interviews today. And the other one says, yeah, I didn't sell anything either. You see, the reason why we put off making these calls, and you've all done this, tell me that you have. You've all done this where you make one call at one end of town and you make your second call in the afternoon at the other end of town, right? So that you've got a nice solid hour of driving in between to put off. It's almost like going into combat every time you keep putting it off. Well, the reason that we do that is that we fear failure and we fear rejection. And every single thing that we do to raise our own self-esteem, positive self-talk, positive motivation, positive enthusiasm, individual training, every single thing that we do to raise our level of self-esteem raises our sales effectiveness. We know that from all of our studies, there is a direct one-to-one relationship between self-esteem and sales earnings. That the more you like yourself, the better you will do in this field. And that if you become a perpetual self-esteem generating organism, that alone will contribute more to your income than any other thing. Now let me tell you why that's true. In sales, one of the things that we know is that all successful sales are based on one factor, and it's usually friendship. It's what is called the friendship factor in selling. The friendship factor in selling simply says this, is that a person will not buy from you until they are genuinely convinced that you are their friend and you are acting in their best interests. In other words, the very first thing that we have to do in a sales interview is make a friend. If you like, win a customer. And by making a friend, we then are in a position to begin to offer our product or service.